Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. As we continue with our college football conversation and preview, we open tonight's show with our focus on the Pac-12 conference. Right now, we're going to take time to head over to the Big 12 and get the pulse and expectations on the Oklahoma Sooners. Always an honor to have with us at YSR the VP and Director of Athletics at the University of Oklahoma, and that is Joe Castiglione. Good evening, Joe. It's nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Alyssa, it's great to hear your voice again, and it's always enjoyable to talk to you about football and college sports and all the great things that are going on in our world.
Absolutely. There's a lot of great things going on in Norman, and there's no doubt I've been following you, tracking you this summer. It's been very ambitious for you personally, and so we've got a number of subjects that we're going to discuss, but let's open and get your thoughts on the Sooners, because obviously anticipation is very high for the upcoming season, and you can certainly understand why. I mean, Oklahoma, they're loaded with talent, and many folks predicting that OU will be one of the four playoff teams at the end of the season. I just got to ask you, Joe, I mean, are you ready to usher in this new era in college football, because it's going to be very special, and once again the stakes are going to be very high to be in the hunt for a national title?
Actually, our goal every year is to be in the hunt for a national title.
Sure.
And it's the mindset we have from every aspect of our preparation and building and development of our program. We don't know how the seasons are going to go in each and every case, but we certainly go into it with that mindset, and everybody has to buy in to give us the greatest chance. Obviously, we're always going to play a tough schedule. We intentionally schedule tough teams in the non-conference portion to give us the greatest preparation for playing a very tough Big 12 schedule, and then doing well from there gives us a chance to be in the postseason conversation. And as you mentioned, the whole approach is completely different this year than it's been up to this year. So we're looking forward to it, and hopefully the Sooners are in the conversation and part of those four teams selected to play for the national championship at the end of the regular season.
Always high expectations when you talk about the Oklahoma Sooners. But I have to ask you, as an athletic director, what are you looking forward to the most with this new college football playoff?
Actually, I would just say it's a different path to a national championship. It's much more difficult. Let's face it, where a team that wins the national championship is going to have to play two games after the regular season is complete instead of one.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be much more to manage because those two games will come virtually back to back. Now, from a competitor's mindset, one has to focus on getting in the first game before they think about the second game, and no team is in either game yet. So we are trying to do what's right to prepare for our opener against Louisiana Tech. I think one of the biggest things that we have coming back is our head coach, Bob Stoops, who is the winningest coach in Oklahoma history, the only coach to win each of the BCS bowl games and a national championship during the BCS era. He's an outstanding leader for our program, our university, and our state, and he and his staff continue to recruit the best and the brightest student athletes for our program, and they develop and then they become the names that people are talking about, like those that you mentioned early on and some that you'll continue to talk about throughout the year.
And of course, Joe, you're right. I mean, the Sooners, they open their season August 30th against Louisiana Tech. And I'd love for you to just share a little bit more in terms of how strategic you guys have been, you and Coach Stoops, in terms of with your scheduling, the non-conference schedule. Obviously, you have to be very deliberate. You have to be intentional. It's got to be appealing to fans, but you don't want to overextend yourself, correct?
That's true. We all can play fantasy football in our mind and think, gee, wouldn't it be great, to play Ohio State, USC, Notre Dame, Florida, Alabama, or whatever order, in the non-conference portion, and then turn around and play nine conference games. It would be fun at the beginning of the year, but we're not like the NFL where we could go and trade for players when we start having injuries pile up against a brutal schedule. The one we play right now is already tough enough, and we do constantly strive to strike a balance. It's something we try to do and have to do sometimes 5 to 10 years in advance. As you have heard recently, we just completed a new series with the University of Michigan, in 25 and 26. And people are excited that Oklahoma and Michigan are going to play for the first time ever in the regular season. We played in a bowl game before, but you know, people are asking, why in the world are you scheduling games that far out? Well, to get the Tennessees and the Ohio States and the UCLAs and the Nebraskas and the Michigans and the LSUs that are already on our schedule, we have to plan that far out because those teams are trying to do the very same thing. Couldn't wait to 2-3 years before the contest and then decide to start looking. It just works differently in football than it does any other sport. And so that's why we're trying to plan. And when you do that, you're seeking the traditionally tough teams. Doesn't mean that other teams aren't going to rise up and maybe be even the best team in that given year, or whether that team is not going to be at its zenith the year you play it. You don't know. But you go with history, you go with tradition, you go with, you know, the expectation of strength more years than not. And that way, for all those reasons you just mentioned, we're going to constantly put our program in a great position to continue that sellout streak we have here at Owen Field, or to prepare our team so we can constantly be in the hunt to pursue a national championship.
That's right, the critical formula, so you have the opportunity to begin competing for a national championship. You rattle off Michigan, Ohio State. I've got the calendar marked for Tennessee. I actually have 4 siblings that are graduates of the University of Tennessee, so we are certainly looking forward to that. But tell us, what about Nebraska? Because we have Jason Peters on our show each and every week, and such a wonderful, a friendly rivalry throughout the years when Nebraska was in the Big 12 Conference.
Well, it might be nicknamed the most respectful rivalry in college sports.
Sure.
Because the really appreciation between the two universities and their fan bases, and most notably the players who have participated in that game, is quite noteworthy, particularly in today's world when we see how at times people act and behave and you know, emotions bubble over the wrong way. But that game, for years and years and years, generally decided who won the conference. And I really think it goes back to the way the coaches handled that rivalry, and it carried through to the players. We want to play. Each team wants their team to win as passionately as you could want to win, but there's still a great deal of respect. And we really lost that, and we really felt bad about losing that when, you know, Nebraska left the Big 12 Conference. And so, you know, the kind of relationship that exists between both universities really made a call to Coach Osborne really probably a couple months at most after that announcement of Nebraska joining the Big Ten, and said, you know, as disappointed as we are that our relationship won't continue in the conference, we have to find a way to continue to keep this game alive if we can. And, of course, there was a lot of transition that he had to face with the Big Ten at that time. And he was interested and supportive and agreeable that, you know, the relationship between the two universities is strong and needs to be maintained. But we had to wait a little while before we can find, you know, time to schedule a game. But true to his word, you know, when it was time, we got back together again and talked about it, and we landed on the two dates that we have in 21 and 22. And coincidentally, you know, I'd mentioned to him that, you know, in 21 is the 50th anniversary of the game of the century between Oklahoma and Nebraska, and there probably people that will be at that game didn't even know about the game of the century. But we'll, those of us that are here will make everybody understand how big that was. You know, there are a lot of games that have occurred since then that are nicknamed games of the century, but that was the first. And coincidentally, also, that time college football appeared on Thanksgiving Day. That game was on Thanksgiving. And as a youngster, I remember sitting in front of the TV and watching that, and it was really my first exposure to Oklahoma and Nebraska, and how I knew who Jack Mildren was, and how I knew who Johnny Rogers was, and you know, how I knew through some of the players, and then followed them through their career. you know, as I was growing up in South Florida. So that's such a notable game in history of college football. But that's the kind of relationship that we have and how that game came to be. And hopefully it's also a springboard to some other games down the road.
The VP Director of Athletics at the University of Oklahoma, Joe Castiglione, has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And Joe, we are flat out of time. We haven't even had a chance to talk about the new renovation getting ready to take place at Memorial Stadium. And so I promise we'll just keep it an open invitation and we will catch up with you here in the next month or so, okay?
Oh, that'd be great. I'm always willing to do it again and be on your show, and I appreciate the invitation whenever it happens.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.